It's time for the emergency break of the week.
You made the best of this test, and that is why you got to make the choice and decide that now it's time. That choice was unpredictable, but in the end was right. We hope you had the time of your life.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
That's the Daddy.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You want me to keep going?
No, thank. That's great.
Yeah, pal.
Hey,
we're good, pal.
We're good. Daddy's got shows at 7 and 9 o'clock tonight, and he'll be selling copies of his best-selling album.
Donnie's staring at me. Norma's staring at me. I was like, you want me to keep going, huh?
Norm answered that question for you. I'll tell you that much.
Daddy.
Nope.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
I maintain Donovan's belly laugh there.
So great.
Is the most underrated part of that
yes.
break.
Well, it is time for the emergency break of the week, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restorations and Crawford Services AC Heat and Plumbing. You know how this works. We give you three candidates, and you vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, our friends on the T-Box are on a roll. This week, however, it wasn't Craig Rosengarten that stepped in it. It was his broadcast partner, Rick Arnett, who used a very unfortunate phrase when referring to their on-site engineer, our good friend, Kern.
For the public golfer, it's got some pretty high-end stuff. I love their eating area out back.
No, their breakfast is pretty solid.
Solid. It was top-notch. So we're still waiting for somebody. If you want to get four free tickets to the Texas Golf Expo, you just got to come by and give Kern a reach around or something.
Greg,
what?
At all appropriate, sir.
Well, that's what Kern said. That's what Kern asked me. Can you slide that in there for me?
Oh my God.
Hey.
Okay, did he try to offload that onto Kern
his fault?
He said Kern was the one that said, try and fit that into the broadcast?
If you want passes to the Golf Expo, you know, just do Kern a little favor.
Man, I know it's going to be a great event, but that seems like something pretty aggressive.
Can I just pay money? Do I have to do this?
All due respect to our boy Kern, I'd rather just give you money, I think, and just pay for the ticket. So, well, let's hear that again.
For the public golfer, it's got some pretty high-end stuff. I love their eating area out back.
No, their breakfast is pretty solid.
That's a
solid.
Bingo for Craig, by the way.
It is. Top-notch. Mm-hmm. So we're still waiting for somebody. If you want to get four free tickets to the Texas Golf Expo, you just got to come by and give Kern a reach around or something.
Greg,
oh,
not
what?
At all appropriate, sir.
Well, that's what Kern said.
That's what Kern asked me.
Can you slide that in there for me?
Yay.
Hey.
Eli.
Okay, so here's my theory.
Oh, my God.
Kern now knows that the T-Box has no idea about modern euphemisms, right, or what they mean.
Yeah.
So he said, hey, why don't you try and slide this in there, seeing if Rick would know what that is.
By the
and
way,
clearly
using,
he does not.
Using slide this in there as an extra added little to that first comment.
It'd be a good bit for Kern to play.
From the guy who didn't know what YOLO was?
True.
Right.
He still got that.
Right. I mean...
That's right.
What's even funnier about that is obviously Eli tends to play the adult now when the three of them are together, but for even Rosengarten to go, Craig, Rick, what are you doing? What are you doing? you had Rosengarten call him out. All right, Rick Arnett, candidate number one. Candidate number two, we had the story earlier this week about the Rangers cap design that formed a Spanish slur word on it and had to be pulled from being sold. Well, there were a couple of other hats in that collection that also formed unfortunate words as well. And on the invasion, Donovan Lewis was really confident that it was okay to say one of them on the air.
This reminds me, I wonder if these hats are going to take off the way that the Billy Ripken bat card took off with the F written on the bat handle. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't. No.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It says F face on the bottom of Billy Ripken's baseball card bat handle.
Yeah, and that somehow got out in the market, and that card is worth a chunk of change now.
See, even the Houston hat is stupid. It's ass.
It just looks dumb.
I didn't say the L.
I dumped it, okay?
Hey, you know what? Better safe than sorry, as they all say.
Why did you jump so fast? I didn't say the whole word.
I'm not sure the last part's okay either. The way you said
that one. I can't blame him for dumping that one.
Like, there's a couple of ways that could have been. There's maybe three ways that could have been heard. Two of them are so inappropriate.
Even on me jumping up.
I was so confident in saying that, too. That was really, really irresponsible of me.
What the hell's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, hats have gotten out of control these days.
Okay. So out of control.
An underrated line there.
Okay.
There's so much there.
I need a hat with. That says hats have gotten so out of control these days.
Donnie said I didn't say the L, so naturally it's okay that I say that.
Well, to be fair, one of our crewmates on this very show, Jacob Dedemore, confidently proclaimed that word yesterday as well.
I said right. Ash. Yes, I did.
I'll defend him here.
Yes, I did. Right. I said Ash.
But I love Matt trying to get things back on track.
But back to hats.
But crazy, I also love the fact that, look, I don't blame Travis for dumping that at all because, yeah, the way Donnie said that, that was just like, okay, that's a little too close to the burner to let that one go. But then Matt even saying, yeah, I don't really blame him for dumping that. And then Donnie thinking it was okay, and then once they started to point out what he said, he called his own foul and said, wow, I can't believe I thought that was okay to say. Let's hear that one more time.
This reminds me, I wonder if these hats are going to take off the way that the Billy Ripken bat card took off with the F written on the bat handle. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't. No.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It says F face on the bottom of Billy Ripken's baseball card bat handle.
Yeah, and that somehow got out into market, and that card is worth a chunk of change now.
See, even the Houston hat is stupid. It's ass.
It just looks dumb.
I didn't say the L.
I dumped it, okay?
Hey, you know what? Better safe than sorry, as they all say.
Why did you jump so fast? I didn't say the whole word.
I'm not sure the last part's okay either, the way you said
that one. I can't blame him for dumping that one.
Like, there's a couple of ways that could have been. There's maybe three ways that could have been heard. Two of them are so inappropriate.
Even on me jumping up.
I was so confident in saying that, too. That was really, really irresponsible of me.
What the hell's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, hats have gotten out of control these days.
And Donovan, apparently. So out of control.
That really is an underrated comment by Matt there at the end. We need that on t-shirt,
I think.
What does
that even mean?
Hats have gotten out of control.
There's three hats that have gotten out of control, and it's this latest series of hats.
So, Donnie is candidate number two. Our final candidate this week comes from the Hard.
I'm sorry,
I need a 20. A what? Our final what?
Candidate.
Candidate?
Is that technically correct? Because I'm pretty
sure it's
candidate.
That way.
Candidate. They're interchangeable.
I don't think I'm a good judge of this. That's why I looked to Lando.
We both
said Wikipedia.
It's weird, yeah.
They are interchangeable. I mean, I think those two are interchangeable. Candidate.
All right.
I hear it both ways.
We'll let it slide.
All right. Just checking.
Candidate number three comes from the hard
line.
Yeah, I did, to make you two happy. Candidate number three comes from the hard line. And Dave, who has probably been the biggest defender on the hard line over the last year or so, was trying to do something we refer to as a callback to a comment or a story that was mentioned earlier in the show. Well, usually you want to provide at least a touch of context when you're making said callback. Davey didn't quite do that here, and it stopped down the show.
So somebody, maybe even Dan Patrick himself, requested, hey, will you make a special dish of Texas Strip with Gulf of America shrimp so I can then repost it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're interested in right now.
Speaking of social media and sticking your penis in your mouth.
God.
Yeah.
Huh?
Are you referencing a story we did an hour ago?
I'm referencing a story from Red Revival.
You can't do that. You have to explain.
It's called a callback.
I know, but we have to explain these things when they're that shocking. It's not like, hey, remember the Luka trade?
Well,
you just said, hey, remember the penis in the mouth?
Well, speaking of the Luka trade, so Southwest Airlines, they have their own PR disaster going on.
Yeah. I err on the side of Junior. I think there's some doping going on. We need an immediate test for performance-enhancing drugs for Davey.
Oh, you think he did it on purpose?
I think he is launching threes from unspeakable distances.
I mean, seriously, you just randomly throw out that comment?
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, you hadn't heard the E-News story or the Community Quick Hit story that he had, whichever one it was. You have no idea what he's talking about.
Right.
It's just something funny for Dave to say.
I know, exactly. Speaking of social media and putting a penis in your mouth, what? What the hell are you talking about, man? Let's hear that one more time.
So somebody, maybe even Dan Patrick himself, requested, hey, will you make a special dish of Texas Strip with Gulf of America shrimp so I can then repost it?
Huge.
Yeah. That's what we're interested in right now.
Speaking of social media and sticking your penis in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's so jarring.
Are you referencing a story we did over an hour ago?
I'm referencing a story from Rant Revival.
You can't do that. You have to explain.
It's called a callback.
I know, but we have to explain these things when they're that shocking. It's not like, hey, remember the Luka trade?
Well,
you just said, hey, remember the penis in the mouth?
Well, speaking of the Luka trade, so Southwest Airlines, they have their own PR disaster going on.
Another funny little Davey laugh in there as well.
Okay, to further my evidence, there was about a second pause between social media and the penis in the mouth.
Yeah.
So he knew exactly what he was doing.
I agree.
He was probably chuckling to himself like, okay, here we go. Everything's set up perfectly.
Okay, so is it Rick, is it Donnie, or is it Davey? 888-787-1310. Caller, welcome to the ticket. You're on the E-Break. Who is your vote for this week?
Yeah, hey, fake newsers, how you doing? It's Coach O. How y'all doing?
Hey, Coach O.
Man, just want to tell y'all that y'all did a great job broadcasting this week. Proud of you boys. Running some other plays other than that turbo sweep. Look pretty good. Hey,
thank you.
Just want to say, I'm going to go ahead and vote with my man, Donnie Dew, because, man, that was a messed up comment. I'll let y'all go. Have a great week. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Thank you, Coach O. Very responsible vote as well. Next up, caller, who is your vote for this week's E-Break?
Hey, Daddy, it's Cruz and Lito.
Hey, Cruz.
What's up, Cruz?
He said Daddy.
Oh, sorry.
I want to do three things here. I want to vote for Donnie.
Okay.
I want to shout out to the M1s. And I want to say I stand firmly with DJ and his sack potatoes comment. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Cruz.
What are the M1s?
I don't know. I thought you knew.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
He was talking to you specifically.
Yeah.
Next caller, you are on the ticket, America's favorite radio station. What's your vote for the E-Break?
Give me the old jerkin' the gherkin kern.
That'll be a vote for Rick, okay? Next caller, you are on America's favorite radio station, The Ticket, AM, FM, and The Stream. Who is your vote for this week's E-Break?
Hi, is George there?
No, yes, George I'm is right out here. This week.
Oh, I just wanted to respond. RSVP said I can't make it to his party tonight.
What party is that?
You know what party it is. I know you'll be there.
Must be that key party.
Yeah, it's the key party.
Can I irresponsibly vote for the candidate of the mayor of Duncanville?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yes, absolutely. You may. The future mayor of Duncanville, Donovan Lewis. All right. Thank you very much. Caller, who is your vote for this week's E-Break?
Good morning, fake musers. It's the real Ashley, and I like to vote for Davey.
Thank you, Ashley. Very quick and to the point. That's how you
Merry Christmas, Ashley.
Next caller, who do you want to win this week's E-Break?
Hi, this is the real Piper again. Hello. And where are the real musers?
Real musers are on spring break, Piper.
They have earned a nice vacation.
So you're like the backup?
We are.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Third string.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a vote?
Do you have a vote, Piper?
Yeah, I vote for Donnie.
All right. Thank you, Piper.
Thank you very much, Piper. Next caller, who would you like to win the E-Break this week?
No, it's me again. I just want to say I stand with DJ again and sack potatoes.
Thank you, Chris. What's an M1, by the way?
Oh, he's gone.
Okay.
He'll call back.
Next caller, Who is your vote for this week's E-Break winner?
What's that dude that likes to be jerked? The guy from the jerking.
Okay, yeah, we got it. All right, thank you.
Vote
That's
for
a
Rick
vote
there.
For Rick, yep. Next caller, who is your winner for this week's E-Break?
Hey, this is Triple Fake Michelle Wee. I'm so scared. I'm sitting in my cave right now. I'll vote for Donnie, thanks.
And, folks, we have ourselves a winner.
This reminds me, I wonder if these hats are going to take off the way that the Billy Ripken bat card took off with the F written on the bat handle. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't. No.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It says F face on the bottom of Billy Ripken's baseball card bat handle.
Yeah, and that somehow got out in the market, and that card is worth a chunk of change now.
See, even the Houston hat is stupid. It's ass.
It just looks dumb.
I didn't say the L.
I dumped it, okay?
Hey, you know what? Better safe than sorry, as they all say.
Why did you jump so fast? I didn't say the whole word.
I'm not sure the last part's okay either, the way you said
that one. I can't blame him for dumping that one.
Like, there's a couple of ways that could have been. There's maybe three ways that could have been heard. Two of them are so inappropriate.
Even on me jumping up.
I was so confident in saying that, too. That was really, really irresponsible of me.
What the hell's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, hats have gotten out of control these days.
And Donovan.
Apparently.
So out of control.
I love Travis's exasperation in that. It was like, you too, Donnie? Really? You're just so worn out by it.
Matt has had such an influence on Donovan.
I'm telling you.
And if Matt's the one that's saying, yeah, that probably should have been dumped, you know that you cut it a little too close.
Yeah.
Tyler, how many wins is that for Donnie?
That is Donnie's 12th win all time. He is now 127 behind the all-time leader, Norman Gateway Hitzkus.
Yeah. All right.